Fish said, "Take your time and do it right. That is, if you want to live long enough to enjoy being rich."
Tully grunted.
Nobody suggested they give it up. Not even Smeds, who had felt the monster's breath on his face.
"Toad killer dog," Timmy Logan said.
"Say what?"
Tully snapped back.
"Toad killer dog. There was a monster in the fight up here called Toad Killer Dog."
"Toad killer dog? What the hell kind of name is that?"
"How the hell should I know? He ain't my pup."
Stupid joke, but everybody laughed anyway. They needed to. Chapter 6. Raven hardly sobered up for 3 weeks. One night I came back to our place. I'd had enough. I had to hurt a man bad that day. A nut who earned it, trying to grab my boss's kids. Even so, I felt bad. Somehow I worked it out that it was all Raven's fault I got in a position where I had to hurt somebody. He was drunk in his ass. "Look at you. Sucking on a wineskin like it was your mother's tit. The great and famous tough guy Raven. So bad he offed his old lady in the public gardens at Opal. So bad he went head to head with the limper. Laying around feeling sorry for himself and whining like a 3-year-old with a bellyache. Get up and do something for yourself, man. I'm sick of seeing you like this." In a stumbling, slurred voice, he told me to get stuffed. It wasn't any of my damned business. "The hell it ain't! It's my damned money paying for the room here, dipshit. And I gotta come home every day to the stink of old puke and spilled wine and a goddamn soil pot. You ain't got time to empty yourself. When was the last time you bothered to change your clothes? When was the last time you had a bath?" He cussed me in a cracked voice scream. "You're just about the most selfish, thoughtless bastard I ever seen. Won't even clean up after yourself." I went on like that, louder and angrier. But he never really fought back, which made me think maybe he was about as disgusted with himself as I was with him. But who can go around admitting he's a hopeless, useless hunk of shit? Finally, he ran out of what little fight he had. He got up and staggered out, without any parting shot. He did not burn any bridges behind him. A guy I worked with and I talked it over about what you do with drunks. His dad was a reformed drunk. He told me, "You gotta stop trying to help them out. You gotta stop making excuses for them and not take excuses from them. You gotta put them on a spot where they can't do nothing but face the truth, because they aren't going to change a bit till they decide to do it. They gotta be the ones who believe they've turned into dregs and something has gotta be changed." I didn't know if I could wait around long enough for Raven to decide he was a real grown-up man and he was going to have to face reality. Darlin' was gone and that was that. There were kids to be found. That whole past down in Opal had to be hooked back out into the light and made peace.